Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Make you sit around and chuck it the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to give you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo, Season 2, Episode 5, with myself, GEI Tone, and my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything is good, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good. I was just trying not to mess up that intro. the name change. I've been saying it for the last couple weeks.
Right. Hey, so let's go ahead and just clear the air on that. So, guys, it is Friday, and it is 9 p.m., a little bit after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What we had did is we went ahead and switched the name. So we're formerly known as the Freaky Friday Show, right? We're formerly known as the Freaky Friday Show. It's still me, GG After Dark. It's still GEI Tone. And what we decided to do, because we got a lot of inboxes, we got emails, we got DMs about talking a little bit more about relationships, dating, and things like that. So we're still going to talk about some freaky stuff, right? That just has to happen. But we went ahead and brought in a lot of our subjects because we just give the people what they want. So we
That's
are
it.
Now a necessary combo, right? Necessary combo. We have to have necessary conversations so that we can really get to the bottom of bridging the gap between men and women, having a better understanding of why in the hell we do stuff, why we don't do things. So this is something that, again, you know, it was requested for us to address a few more topics that a lot of people don't really want to get into, man, because they know that it can turn into a tug of war, Venus versus Mars type situation. Now, all that being said, that's what it is. So I'm really excited tonight, Tone, because I actually asked a handful of my personal constituents, even some that are in the relationship expert, relationship guru field, you know, and so they're on the call tonight. A few of them, I'm pretty sure that they'll chime in once we start getting into the subject matter. And I think that people will also be able to share a little bit more of their experiences, whether it's their challenges or whether it is some things that are working for them. Because, you know, it's not just about problems. It's also about solutions. So let's dig in. Let's really talk about some things that's going on. Tone, you and I, man, when we chopped it up a little bit earlier this week, man, we was talking about which everybody, I'm sure, at some point is talking about. Just the different things as far as how men date, how women date, and how people are perceived in their dating styles. So you want to chop it up a little bit about that, man, when you had brought some subject matters to me early on?
Yeah, so it's funny. I was sitting in the car, and I was listening to the radio, and I can't remember the lady that was talking, but I guess she was a little upset at Bootsy for going at Lori. That's the name of, am I saying that right? Lori?
Yeah,
Lori Harvey?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, right?
Yes, yeah. So basically what she was saying was he basically just needs to mind his business. You know, a woman can do what she want with her body. You know, men do it all the time. You know, they're not looked at as, you know, bad. They're actually praised. So, you know, I hit you and we had a little discussion in the inbox about it. And that was that. That's pretty much the first thing. So I understand that it's a double standard, but I still do think for a lady, It's hard. It's kind of hard, GG, because on one end you do feel like a woman should be able to do what she want to do, right, without being labeled.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side of that is like, yeah, but guys are gonna look at you different, and it's not fair. It's not fair, but it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, it gets kind of complicated, but well, I'm not gonna say it gets complicated because number one, everybody's different, right? And we truly don't know people's business, right? Especially anybody in the industry, or hell, anybody that you don't know, you don't really know what goes on with them, you know, day to day. But it's one of those things, and there was a few other things that you said that I thought was really key. You also mentioned that it was said that because of the caliber of men that she dates, that it's not the same. So if she's dating what's considered high caliber, which these guys are in the industries or, you know, possibly have high net worth and things like that, that it's not the same as, you know, dating or having sex with, you know, Malik. And Lil Johnny and Man, you know, it's not the same. And so that was taken in consideration, that the caliber of guys that she was dealing with also makes it like, hey, she's not wasting anything. She's dealing with people that can do something for her or a certain status. And so, you know, that was taken in consideration or wanted to be taken in consideration with that as well. And so, you know, I think all of it's interesting, man, whenever you get into that. Would you want to say
the question? So like we was talking about, so the question is this, you know, from what the lady on the radio was saying, it's all right. It's all right. Well, you can't bash a woman that's sleeping around with quality men, basically famous or successful men. But if it's not quality men, you can. That's how she put it.
Okay.
That's how she was kind of like saying it, like, well, the guys are, you know, top of the food chain. So she, you know, so she shouldn't be frowned upon. But what if she was a porn star? Or what if she was just dealing with regular guys? Would that lady, not the men, would that lady still be defending her?
Yeah.
Or have her back? You
yeah,
know?
That's... yeah, and for those who aren't familiar with the story, I don't know too many people that aren't familiar with the story, but Steve Harvey's... because I don't know her mom, man. So I have to say Steve Harvey's stepdaughter. You know what I mean? Laura or Lauren Campbell or Laura Campbell. I'm not really even sure what her first name is. But, you know, she has been known to date guys like Michael B. Jordan. I believe Future was one of the guys. And some other guys. I mean, I really didn't look at her resume or anything like that. And so, you know, her thing is, hey, I'm young. I date whoever I want to date. And, you know, guys date whoever they want to date, and they're seen with different women. And so why am I considered, you know, a whore or fast or something like that when these dudes are praised for dating different models and dating different actresses? They don't get any slack or anything like that. And so that kind of went viral, and people are saying, well, hey, she's doing what she wants to do. Hey, if I was 25 and I had access to these men and I had money and I had access to this circle, I'd do the same thing. And so that's kind of how things went along. And I don't want to spend too much time, but it does kind of lead into our topic tonight when we talk about dating and the lost art of dating. So let's just address this real quick. I'll say my comments, and callers, if you want to jump in on this particular subject before we dead it, then you might want to go ahead and press one now. Matter of fact, don't let them know how they can get into the show as far as feedback, make comments, and make statements, and all the ways they can get to the show.
Definitely. Of course, you could dial 516-387-1268. And if you're on, if you want to comment, you know, you got a question for me and Gigi, you can hit 1. We'll get you in. If you're online, you can just type it in the chat. I'll read it out, and we'll get to you. So it's 2 ways you can do it. You can press 1 or type in the chat. But, Gigi, before we move on from that, I just feel like if – in that situation, if you're going to praise that with her, you need to praise it with all women. Like, it can't just be just because she's dealing with celebrities. Like, she get a pass, and other women that don't have the access to deal with celebrities are whores. You get what I'm saying? So if it's
yeah.
cool for her, then it's cool for all women. Like, you need to treat them with the same respect as you – I mean, the same praise that you treat her with. That's
right.
How I was looking at it. But we got a caller
yeah.
already, Gigi.
okay.
Let's go. 5355 GI Radio, you on?
Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Kings. I'm starting off early.
Hey.
Leave whoever had the issue with it, they need to leave that young lady alone. Because here's the thing. We go off what the media is giving us. She's enjoying
yeah.
her life. She's dating. And if she is having sex with him, so what?
Right.
Worry about yourself. and to touch on the quality or whatever, if she
yeah.
wanted to
right.
if she wanted to screw the young boy that's on the corner, she could go ahead and do that, because maybe that's something that she's never done and she wants to find out what it's about.
Right, right. She should feel liberated without any.
Right.
She should feel liberated without anybody's approval.
Right. She's living her life, and the reason why we're so caught up in it, or whoever's so caught up in it and has so much judgment or negative, is because maybe you wish that you were doing what she's out here doing. Too many of us, we in our 50s, 60s, or whatever, and we looking back on our life and wishing that we didn't, that we had done some of the stuff that we see people doing, and now we got an issue with it. People need to get over themselves and enjoy the time that they have.
Live your life on your own terms.
Absolutely.
I only get one.
I get it.
Hey, I dig it. We appreciate you. Thanks for jumping things off.
You are very welcome.
All right.
Yeah, the caller that just dropped that, I think that was straight up, you know, straightforward. That first of all, mind your own damn business, right? And then, you know, let her live her life. Now what I will say is, you know, her lifestyle will continue to be under a microscope because of her celebrity and who she's associated with. So that kind of comes with the territory of celebrity, you know? And so I'm pretty sure there's plenty of women that are doing what they want to do and how they want to do it, you know, taking pictures and going on trips with different guys and things like that. And, you know, some maybe, you know, are being scrutinized and criticized. And then, you know, maybe some is like, hey, she's living her best life. You know, let it be. I kind of wish I had it like that. You know, might be some married women up there like, well, damn, you know, I at least wish I had dated a few more motherfuckers before I married Disney. You know what I mean? You never know. But I will say that, you know, it's kind of one of those things to where you're always going to be in the limelight just because of your status and who you're associated with. But I would say that I admire her for, you know, not worrying and not caring about what other people think, especially it's your personal life. You know, people will always judge. People will always judge what you're doing, and what you're doing will never be good enough for everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can be the first black president. If you could be the first black female vice president, right, and folks still talk about you, making memes, cursing you out, saying that you're garbage, saying you ain't shit, then come on. What you think? You know what I mean? So I'll just say this, and we can dead it. You know, she's a young lady, and, you know, she has access to resources, which I think is cool. I mean, she has access to, you know, different networks and just kind of different things, man. And I don't see too many women not really wanting that type of lifestyle at that age. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In her early 20s, you know what I mean? You got money. Your pops-in-law is somebody. You got access to folks. And this is just what we see. You know what I mean? That's just what the pictures and the videos and the footage of her. Like, we don't know everything that she has going on, but I mean, the girl's living her life, man, and, you know, she's grown. You know what I mean? So she's not doing anything illegal. You know what I mean? So
my whole thing was just, you know, it got to be cool for all women. It just can't be cool for celebrity women and not regular women. So regular women live their best life too. You know what I mean? So if it's cool for the celebrity,
yeah, but ain't nobody
cool
bothering. Ain't nobody.
No, I'm just saying in general. I'm just saying how,
because they're not looking. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, just stay consistent, right? Stay consistent in your views, and I get that. But again, you know, that it kind of comes with the territory when you talk about being scrutinized. But Just to dead it, really the point was, the reason why it went viral is because, and this goes into our subject tonight, when we just talk about dating and the art of dating, people were saying that men get a pass because they date multiple people, have sex with multiple people, and they said celebrity men, but really they was generalizing it because just guys get a pass. Okay, he a player, or hey, he got, you know, he got chicks, and you know, he pimping or whatever. And then women that you know, date multiple guys at once, or multiple guys, or concurrently, or back to back, whatever it is. You know, they get scrutinized, and you know, there's always the topic of, okay, well, is she sleeping with all these guys? I mean, we don't know. Maybe she is or not, but she's already being categorized by a lot of people because she's dating multiple guys, and you know, they're assuming because she's young, because these guys are like, hey, if they hitting other chicks, why wouldn't they be hitting her? So, you know, all of that stuff. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I think it's important for people to just kind of realize that, you know, you live your life on your own terms, right? You live your life on your own terms. And when we talk about men dating multiple women, there's some that do and there's some that don't. There's some women that date multiple guys, and some that don't, but whatever their dating style is, you know, that's on them, because realistically, if you feel in that person, you still want a shot at them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you feel in that person like that, even though you know what they got going on, and I think that happens a lot. Like, you may know who they used to date, or you may know who they kind of dating, or you may know who want them to. I mean, women are really, really competitive, right? So They still gonna go after, you know, Tyrone and Malik as well, even though they know that, you know, they talking to Kim and Deshauna and things like that, because people are just competitive. They competitive, yeah, like that. And they like, okay, well, she ain't got nothing to do with me, right? She don't do what I do, she's not who I am. So may the best person win. And I think that's kind of universal, man. And, you know, I don't blame anybody, whatever their dating style is, but I just think realistically, when people get to judging and trying to figure out what people are doing and what they aren't doing, it boils down to those individuals and how they want to maneuver, right? And so we all maneuver a certain way. And that's why I want to really get into this whole art of dating and what people consider dating and courting and exclusive relationships. Like, we're not going to be able to cover all of it tonight. We have to break it down into two segments, but I do want to dig in. And callers, I really want you all to jump in tonight, because there's a lot going on when it comes to the whole dating thing, and people have so many stigmatisms that we can't even get into, okay, now that you're dating somebody, how is that going? You know, what are the things that are working? What are the things that aren't working? Like, we can't even get into the dating part because there's so much garbage and shit about what a person need to be doing, what they not doing, and you're not even dating that person yet. You don't even know their lifestyle. You don't know who they are to the core. But you have all these hiccups and hang-ups on motherfuckers that you don't even know.
So let me ask you this, Gigi. When you think of dating, right, what comes to mind? Like, when you think of dating, when somebody says, I'm dating this person, what comes to mind?
Yeah. So for me, man, I think of process. I feel like dating is a process, right? And so when you think about dating, that's getting to know who that person is. Now, your process may be different. Each person's process may be different. Dating or getting to know may be, hey, you know what? We're talking more often. We're going out on outings, whether it is just somewhere to go and talk, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a movie, whether we, you know, do FaceTime or or, you know, whatever communication that we have to get to know each other better. So I just consider dating a process, and people have different dating styles, but it's really just the part of getting to know somebody better to see if you want to deal with their asses or continue to deal with their asses and on what level someone, and then wind up becoming just friends, right? So, or you can date someone and then decide to actually, you know, start being a couple that's going to build something, you know, something else. But I just consider it a process, man. And I think that that's, it can vary as far as how you start things off.
Okay. Is it, so do you think when you are dating, is it rules to dating? Is that something that you set, or like you said, it's just, we just going with the flow right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, my philosophy and what a person has going on in their life, and where you catch them. And, you know, I run into the ground, man. A person is either going through something, they about to get into something, or they just got out of something. So the rules, I wouldn't necessarily say that there's any rules. I think that maybe there's some unwritten rules or things that are unsaid. And what I mean by that is people have shit going on before they meet you. Right, people have shit going on before they meet you. They might be dealing with somebody. They might be trying to get rid of a motherfucker, right? Or they might be in the middle of it, but they're not together, and they're like, well, shit, you know, this is going downhill, or this may be going uphill, depending on what's gonna happen in the next few moments, right? So it's already happening. So when you meet somebody new, you're not bringing somebody into your world like that. Right, you're not off rip, just, you know, telling them everything that's going on and why it's going on. You know what I mean? So I think that there's unwritten rules to where, look, I just want to know if I like you. I just want to know if I can hang out with you. Do we laugh? Do we have a good time? Do I forget about extra shit that's going on in my life whenever we connect? Because when it boils down to it, man, really. You need to know what type of commonality and what kind of connection you have with that individual to open up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when I say people are open book, you can say you're open book, but you're not telling everybody what the fuck you got going on in your life. Really? You're not mm-hmm. going to tell, because number one, they shouldn't be privy to that. You know what I mean? Like people yeah. should earn trust, in my opinion. People should earn trust. You're not going to learn everything that I have going on in my life on the first date, or, you know, as we're getting to know each other. I'm going to let you know what I feel like you need to know, because, again, I don't know if I like you like that, you know, and we haven't built any rapport, any trust yet. So what we can do without any issue is we can go out. We can hang out. We can get to know each other. So I can just know if you're somebody that I want to be around. You can know if I'm somebody that you want to be around, so that we can actually mutually, organically, authentically move forward in whatever we decide we want to do.
Now, somebody,
sent me
this in the inbox. They said, when you're dating someone, is that a pre-commitment, or are you free until it's official?
What you think about that?
It depends on how long we've been dating. Like if I'm dating somebody for a couple months or whatever, then it's kind of a pre-commitment if we've been going that long. But like if it's a couple dates, 4 or 5 dates like that, then nah, it's nothing. We still getting to know each other. But if it go past like months and stuff, like a couple months we've been dating, then it's somewhat of a pre-commitment, because we want to see each other. We're continuing to do it. You get what I'm saying? It's something there.
Yeah.
So I kind of see it both ways.
I can see that too. I polled a question a couple of days ago, Tony, and I asked what was people's definition of single, right? And a few of the options was, is it your status until you're actually married, legally married? Or are you single until you're in a relationship of any dynamic, whether it's a situationship, whether it's a COVID ship, you know, I made that shit up a couple of months ago, or whether, you know, whatever it is. And then also, you know, another couple option is depending on who asks you. If you meet a contender and this motherfucker is looking right, then hey, you know what? I'm single right now. You know, and so those were, you know, some of the options, and it was all over the place. And so I say that to say, you know, when it comes to dating, pre-commitment, and things like that, I think that we over complicate things, right? I think that you should always be learning the individual or individuals that you're entertaining, right? Because think about it. So when you talk about multiple dating, right, and when I hear women talk about multiple dating, well, you know, whichever one steps up, that's who. But honestly, I think when you're dating multiples, you have a favorite, right? You have one like, this motherfucker right here needs to get his shit together so we can be a power couple, right? I think that's how women think. Now, I know that's probably going to light the lines up, but I feel like they always have a favorite, right? Because think about it. What are you holding on to the others for? Right? Why are you holding on to the others? Right? It's others are, I'm not gonna say backup plans, but I'm gonna say that they're actually entertaining you until one comes around or till one steps up and it's like, okay, this is the one that is saying what I need him to say to move forward. Now it's about his actions. Is he gonna actually step up and make some things happen? But I feel like they always will have a favorite. Right. And that will be the one that, regardless of what's going on, regardless of how they feel about others, or if they're getting flowers from Malik, this one right here is the one. If she gets flowers from him, it's different than when Terrence and Malik send flowers or send cards, or she may be waiting for him to do what they're doing. And that's what is separating the whole situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of that kind of makes things really interesting when you start talking about, you know, dating multiples. I think everybody has a favorite, because if not, then why are you hanging on to these others that may be doing a little bit more than that one that you're like, well, shit, man, what the fuck is you waiting for?
Yeah. I agree. We got a caller, 8554, GI Radio, you on.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you.
Good. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I would have to say the you're single until you're in a ship. and each person defines what ship, that's the problem. You know, you have one party that'll be in a ship and the other party is clueless because, you know, they haven't had that conversation of what they're doing. You know, so I think while you're dating, you should operate in what you think you should be operating in, depending on what the level of ship is that you think is going on. Until there is a clear understanding by both parties. And you can't expect the other person to operate the same way you're operating than what you're feeling or what's your view of what is happening until that conversation happens and both parties are on the same page. Because you may not be on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, I see it all the time.
I see it all the time, and that's a really good point. And even in that same post that I put together on my platform, a lot of ladies were very adamant about, until I have a conversation with him and there is a mutual agreement or mutual understanding, until then, I'm single. And I think that we're at a time now where women are actually listening now a little bit more than they used to, because you gotta remember and understand where they were. It seemed like there was a lot of women that were just creating their own scenarios. And then you ask that brother what's going on with him, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I told her that, you know, I just want to kick it. I just want to have sex. I just want to do whatever from time to time. And so she's thinking, because a totality of all those things, like, you can't possibly have sex and go out to dinner and go to a movie, and then y'all ain't nothing, right? And so, so it's time to listen more and actually have that conversation, so that both parties at least have a better understanding, or understand that they're not on the same page, and then work your way from there.
Yeah, I would say that is a true fact. And women, the other thing that we don't do, and I can say this because I have, you know, made this mistake too, I will operate under the basis of whatever I think the scenario is.
Okay.
And look up, and you know, folks got keys to houses, and it's like, wait a minute, why does he have a key to the house and he's not? Well, just because I feel like he's my man doesn't necessarily mean that he is. He just has access to the house. So he's not ringing the doorbell or calling to say he's on his way. He can come and go as he pleases, because he's the only dude that I give access to like that. But the fact of the matter is, he may still be very single. And because he didn't say he wanted to do something different. And I think that, you know, so that's why I say it's really important that we own however we behave. So if we decide to act like we are in a committed relationship without that conversation, then those activities or how we behave is on us. It's not up to the partner or anybody else to mirror those behaviors. That's how, you know, if I decide to act like, you know, that's the situation and I have not had that conversation with that man, then that's on me. I can't be upset. I can't be expecting him to behave the same way. I just expect what happens when he and I are together. But I think that's the one thing that a lot of women, we forget sometimes, is just because we're doing this doesn't mean that he's doing the same thing. So I think that's a part of an accountability thing to ourselves, not to, well, he shouldn't be doing this or he shouldn't be doing that. And I think you're right, Gigi, when you say, you know, for some women, he can't be going out to dinner and going out to lunch and having sex and you know, got keys. You can't have keys to everybody's house, so I must be the favorite, not necessarily understanding that, you know, what you do outside of us or what that man does outside of us is really none of our concern until he's had that conversation to say, this is what I want to do.
Yo, that was a mouthful, and it's good to hear that from a woman, because it doesn't always fall on good ground, if you will. When a guy says it, it's kind of like, well, you guys are so indecisive and unsure and things like that. And it's like, well, we haven't made a decision. You know what I mean? We haven't had a conversation. So to be indecisive and unsure, it's like, well, we didn't get to that point. And but to your point, and thank you again for dropping what you dropped, is that self-accountability is a really, really tough subject for folks to swallow, and that's men and women alike, because we have to be accountable for our actions.
But, Gigi, I feel like, I'm going to say this, I feel like if we're doing, I understand having the conversation, but when we get to the point where, you know, we together all the time, like she said, keys are given. It's been months. You kind of
so let me stop
you
there.
Know that
let me stop you, Tone. No, Tone. Let me stop you. I said keys on one end. So if one party has a key to, so if your lady has a key to your house, but you don't have a key to her house, y'all are not in a relationship.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
So that's what I mean when I say you got to be accountable for if you don't have key, if he has a key to your house, but you don't have a key to his, you're not in a relationship. You're in a situationship. So whatever happens when you over there or when he's over there or where you're over here, whatever, that's what's happening in that moment. But that doesn't mean that when you leave or he leaves, that whatever that scenario is continuing outside of your presence, because that's not the case. So that's what I mean when I say people operate based on they behave based on their interpretation of the scenario. Just because you do relationship things doesn't mean that you are in a committed, monogamous, exclusive relationship. It means exactly what it means. You all are doing relationship things when you all are together, but that means when you are together. My father used to say, "I'm together with you right now." Now, when I'm not with you, I'm not with you. But while I'm with
sound
you,
like,
I am with you.
Sound like Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Man, listen, it's a whole bunch of us. And our moms all knew each other. All six of us, our moms, all knew each other. So, yes, Papa was a Rolling Stone, but they didn't know about each other. They didn't know that he was with this one or with this one or with this one. They just knew each other. So,
yeah.
I mean, so I learned it from – so my dad said that, you know, ain't nothing new under the sun. So that's the – so – but as women, we have to be accountable for that. We can't expect just because we feel like we're in a relationship because we're doing relationship, that man feels the same way. I know for me, it takes at least about a year for me to decide I want to rock with you. I mean, that's just me. I need to see ups, downs, all, but we can do a whole lot of stuff together. But before I'm completely 100% all in, it's going to take about a year because I need to know that I can trust you.
So in that year, are both of you guys seeing other people, or
I'm doing doing, he's doing what he's doing. I don't. So in that year, I don't have any expectations of that man other than what he does when he is with me.
Okay.
Because I don't. Okay. He doesn't owe me an explanation. He doesn't owe me anything because he has not hasn't come to me and said, "Hey, I want a committed monogamous relationship." Now, you can be in relationships and they not be committed. You can be in relationships and they're not monogamous. So, until the conversation has been had where it is crystal clear what we're doing, then all I can focus on is what that man does while he is with me. Now, if I get an attitude because I see him out or somebody's in the era of social media, somebody done posted him or something like that, then that's something that's a chin check for me. I have to check that because, truthfully, he doesn't owe me any explanations. Now, if it creates another problem somewhere else that, you know, oh, you know, something that is a spillover or, you know, something that could be embarrassing or, you know, a chick runs up on me because I'm out with him. Yeah, now that's a totally different conversation. But outside of that, no, Tone, I'm doing what I'm doing now. Me personally, I don't rock with a whole bunch of dudes at the same time. I'm irritated with people calling my phone. So I don't want a whole bunch of people calling my phone. I don't want a whole bunch. I don't want a whole bunch of good morning, beautiful Texas. That's going to irritate my soul. So I'm not going to do that. But I can't tell that man, don't send out 20 good morning, beautiful texts to the, the different women that are texting or in the inbox or calling or whatever. I can't do that because until now, once we've had that conversation of this is what it is and this is what our expectations of each other are, and we agree to those expectations, then we can operate a different way. But until that conversation has been had, there is no real relationship. I operate how I operate. So if I'm going to operate like I'm no longer single because this is the only dude that I want in my space, then that's my choice. But I can't put my choice on him. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And that, And first of all, thank you, caller, for definitely jumping in. And we're actually going to see, and I'm very interested in how many other women have that same perspective or at least was enlightened by it. So we appreciate your feedback, and thanks for calling in.
Yes, thanks for calling in. We got another caller.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah, I'm sure we do. Let's get it.
1338 GI Radio, you on?
Yes. In response to the caller that just got off, I think a lot of women answers that question with where they are, and some people answer it with the politically correct answer. So what I mean by that is it's so easy for you to judge a situation or say it and you not be in it, or you talking about past tense. Because in your past tense relationships, we learn things as we go through relationships. So I wouldn't expect for you at 40 in the game to still be operating like you're 20 and 25 and 30 in the game. So initially, how you establish that courtship or that relationship, right now we give people too much slack.
Okay.
And assumption, before you get into a relationship, nobody comes out and says, hey, look, this, this, and that. No, people go around each other, they're having fun, they're enjoying each other's company. You start to realize that you went from enjoying each other's company on the weekends to now through the weekday and now just about every day. And there's night sharing and spending at each other's place. So I should not have to assume a thing. Now, at another stage in the game, as you're older, you shouldn't be in a place where you're assuming. When you start to have those feelings where you are starting to assume or to feel a thing, that is the time where you get the opportunity to be honest with your partner and say, hey, I feel this way, you know, and just see. Okay. Some person is afraid to make mention of that because they don't want to move too fast or they don't want you to think this or think that. But if one person feels it, it's enough to speak on it. So women shouldn't feel bad for feeling getting attached to a guy. Well, I wouldn't be getting attached to somebody who wasn't giving me their time, affection, and attention. So stop feeling like, oh, I just gotta wait for him to ask me. I just gotta wait for him to say, well, he's showing you all the signs. You got attached to somebody from what they showed you. And then of course history says, you know what, I'm just gonna wait. Or why should I wait when I feel this way? Maybe I should make this conversation known that this is how I'm feeling and see if he still wants to continue to date openly. But I think stop putting stipulations on stuff. Old times have passed away and new things are coming. Operate in a different fashion. You don't have to continue to operate by the status quo or what anybody else puts on that. If it's another spin and how you want to spin it and it works for you, then work it. But don't live by anybody else. Don't let anybody call you stupid because you did a thing or you didn't do a thing. This is about living life and learning lessons and moving forward and operating how it works better for you. So everybody's opinion is just that, their opinion. But don't make anybody make you feel small because you waited or you asked the question or you assumed or you caught feelings and you didn't expect to. What show you think this is? That's exactly what it is. You're in a position, in a place, at a time that you get to evaluate what you want out of it. Now, just because somebody's not ready for your for what you're ready for, it doesn't mean that you have to wait for them to get ready. So you don't have to be stupid. Hmm. And that's just my take.
Okay. Well, listen.
All right.
So while we have you on, if you could just scale back to when we talked about the young lady, what is your take on if you even heard that story about Laura or Lauren Harvey? And when you just mentioned about, you know, thinking differently than what you did prior to, we're talking about 2020, 2021. And a young lady that is dating multiple guys, the stigma is out there. And I think I'm not going to say it was 50-50, but I'm going to say that it wasn't all men that was hating on this young lady for dating multiple guys publicly, concurrently, and that type of thing. What is your feedback? Let's just say if that was your sister or if that was your daughter, if you're old enough to have a 23-25-year-old daughter, how would you address that, or would you address it and just let her live her life?
Number one, I would address it, just because it's just something that you do when you pick up on things, because you want to see where their head is at, because your head could be in a different space than where you are. Okay, and some things have to catch up. I don't think she's doing anything wrong. Right, I believe she's in the. Everybody has an opinion, but if it was little old me tucked off in some little town here or there, you date. That is what living is about. Now you may call it dating. Somebody else may call it courting. Somebody else may call it talking. Somebody else may call it seeing people. But that's what do you think dating is? You get the opportunity to go around somebody. Do you know that it could take 2 dates or 1 date for you to decide you don't want to date that guy anymore? But you went on a date. And so if everybody's seen you within the last 2 or 3 years and you'd have had 4 or 5 different dates with different guys, whoever said you slept with them, and that's her business if she is, but that's privacy. That's private, whether she did it or not. She is enjoying her life unapologetically. And to me, to be living doesn't mean that you're alive. She's living. And actually, she's living somebody else's dream. They wish they could have done it and done it in the manner and fashion she did it and kept the respect. See, ain't nobody putting respect on her name, but actually, don't nobody know who she slept with. That's her private business. And see, that's the key to this. No, everything that you hear is an assumption until she says it. The one thing that I love about her is she doesn't feel it important to address anybody or any television show or anybody about her public life. So guess what you're going to do with her? You're going to continue to assume, because you're not important enough for her to stop her day to address whether she is or isn't doing a thing. And I think that's what's wrong with relationships in the public eye, is that, so what if they said you're doing X, Y, and Z? I don't owe you an explanation. She didn't owe anybody, not even her parents at this time, because she's an adult, an explanation for what she is doing. She's beautiful. She's classy. She did. And every time you go out, you don't see all of her skin hanging out. She's clothed, and even when she's out modest, she's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl. And there's plenty of beautiful girls out here feeling like they have to be Kim Kardashian and get a sex tape leaked or go out and let everybody taste the waters. Everybody that you get, you do not sleep with. And everybody that you sleep with, you don't give oral to, you don't give head to, you don't do all of those things. There's levels to relationships. And some people are just, you date them, you have sex with them, and that's that. But when you get to a point where you've had enough, you saw enough, you felt enough, you've been in enough situations to know what it is you like, how do you know what you like until you experience it? She's experiencing it. And to me, out of all the situations she's been in, this has been the most public and the most forthcoming she's been about a lot of them, because actually in the other
you ones, haven't heard of people, anything else.
People caught her out and caught pictures of her with these other people. They never saw her post them. So that right there tells you she's at a different level in the relationship. And nobody said it's the forever thing, but it does mean something. They have pet and code names that mean something. It's not just bae, right? It's not just your side piece. It's just not it. They coined pet names. You know what I'm saying? They took to social media And it wasn't because somebody slipped a picture or anonymously leaked some information. She at this point doesn't care. And I love that. Stop caring. You put so much energy into caring what somebody sees, what somebody thinks, what somebody is going to say, instead of being present and in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I applaud her for what she's doing. She's not doing anything wrong. And if anybody were to take any notes from her, keep your public, keep your legs crossed, keep your private life private, and you don't owe anybody any explanation.
Hey. Now, before we let you go, one last question. Do you feel like it's a double standard and men get that same, they get that same piece?
It's absolutely a double standard because, and it's weird to say, but it's almost expected that men are doing it until, you know what I'm saying? The thing is, people are not honest because guarantee you, just, and listen to me close, guarantee you, if a man was out there and he told you that he's openly a dating, do you think that woman would be sitting at home waiting on that text, waiting on that phone call, waiting? No, because if he was honest with her that he is, you know, I'm open, I enjoy your company, and hey, maybe we can link up and go out to dinner, you're going to continue to go and see him because he's honest, right? The reason why your feelings get hurt is because not only did he allow you to think that you were the only one, but he even told you. I ain't talking to her, I ain't messing with, it's the lies that get you. But if you were ever truly open, and that's why a player is just that, he ends up playing himself because he loses a good one. Because if you were honest and she really wanted to fuck with you, just like they said, it's so many to steal. I think Gigi may have said it earlier. If somebody still wants an opportunity with you, they ain't going to keep trying. But if somebody else has secured the bags, you're going to know that that person is uninterested because they're not going to bite when you toss it out there. So, yes, it is a double standard, but it's a double standard because honesty and being forthcoming is not one of the things that people are doing in this day and age. So that's why feelings get misconstrued. You're feeling bad because you feel a way, but that person created an environment for you to feel like that was like something belonged to you. Right? Because if you were honest and somebody asked that question, then it's already laid out there. And I wouldn't assume if you didn't check out all the boxes, the only thing you didn't do was physically publicly say it. And nobody's publicly saying anything. Yes, you want to have those adult conversations. But if we were really and truly having adult conversations, that very first date, it would be so open that I would still enjoy your energy and your honesty, and that's why I came back. And out of your energy and your honesty, even though you were out there with them, I still am doing my own thing, but for some reason I'm drawn to your company. So when you call, I still go out because I like your energy. But people aren't forthcoming and honest. Everybody wants a piece of everybody and to have options and have multiples just in case this doesn't work out. Or just in case you're giving your energy to so many people that you, my dad used to always say, you can have two bikes, but you're going to ride one more than the other. Somebody ain't going to get very much play, and it's going to be noticeable. The new thing gets a lot of attention. The old thing recognizes that you've picked up on and are doing something different. You may not know what, but something else is getting your time. So you start to fabricate on why you were late, where you're at, what you're doing. And now you actually have an attitude because somebody's asking you, hey, I called you, you didn't, man, I told you. You can't catch an attitude now that you've changed gears. Because it guarantees you, if you let that woman know that, hey, you know what I'm saying, I'm not ready to settle now, and I'm actually still dating, and I don't want, because you should feel bad if you really mislead somebody. But if you're honest and they continue on, then you'll say, the one thing I can say is that I was honest. I did tell you. And so you don't feel bad. And they may hate it, but they got to respect it. Somebody can respect your honesty.
Respect it.
Definitely.
That's good. Hey, Carla, we appreciate you listening. You ladies keep dropping bombs. Tone, we're literally just going to say, hey, callers, is on you. So we appreciate you calling, and thank you for dropping that. And we really appreciate you.
You got to have a good time.
Thanks for calling me. You too.
Hey, listen, man. We may not be able to get anything off tonight. Like, we just going to let the callers talk, give them the subject, and then just let them run with it, man. Listen, guys, for those of you that may just be jumping in right before 10 p.m., for those of you that's been on, this is Necessary Convo, GG After Dark and GEI Tone, every Friday damn night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, what you guys need to know and understand, typically the show is about 1 hour long, right? We're on from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's almost 10, and we really just got in good with our subject. And we're talking about dating, and we're talking about is it the lost art of dating? And so, of course, we kind of went on a tandem a little bit about some Hollywood stuff, celebrity stuff, you know, because that's always in the limelight. People have their opinion. The memes, the videos, all that stuff go virtual and everybody has their opinion. But when it boils down to it, you know, we're talking about dating and the process, if you have a process of dating, right? Or is it just, look, I'll link up, I get along with this person, we're going to continue to date till we figure this thing out, or if it's something a little bit different. You know, and so we've already had, what, three callers now, and each one of them definitely gave their take on that process, how dating is looked at, and how some people may either misunderstand or misconstrue what the other person or the counterpart means, or their activity, you know, their actions, their attitude, and not really being on the same page until much later, and then trying to figure shit out. So,
I love what the last caller said. Like, I agree with her. I feel like men and women, like, if you feel something, you know, if it's 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, then say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then say it. Like, you should say it. I don't think you should hold that in and wait because you know, you don't want to feel like you're moving too fast. I like that. You want to get one more call up? What you want to do? You want to keep going with the callers? What are we doing?
Yeah, we can definitely drop another caller off in here.
Let's get one more caller before we head out. 2748.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment on the situation because, I mean, with the Lori, I don't really think she's openly dating. I think she's just dating. And I think that people need to realize that those are two different things because sometimes you can date multiple people. Well, I won't say sometimes. I'll speak for myself. When
Come
I was
on,
dating, I dated multiple people, but the people that I dated, they kind of matched the different moods that I had. You know, I had someone I dated that just like every day through the week, chill, we go into Applebee's. I had a guy that, you know, wanted
two for 20,
to be five-star
my restaurant. Kind of guy. 2 for $25, my kind of guy. Let's get it.
And then, you know, I do a lot of volunteer events. So I also had a guy that was good with just, like, working a room. You know, we're at a ball, a gala, whatever. But I did that while I did have something that I really wanted on the side, just while I waited for him to kind of get his life together. I didn't really wait because I never stopped dating. But, of course, when he came back, he did have a priority. But I think with Lori, you know, what she's doing is her business. She's grown. And, I mean, nobody can fault her for what she's doing. But I would question, you know, whether it's a matter of her really trying to find someone or just not wanting to be by herself. Because it seems like she's not really – she's entering into relationship after relationship after relationship. Like, it's not like she's just casually, you'll see her here with somebody, you'll see her here with somebody else. You'll see her dating someone for a span of time, and then it's like, that's over, and she pops up with someone else. And like I said, that's her business. But, you know, I just think that it's just different. So I would, if I was in her circle, I would kind of question whether or not there's a void there that she's trying to fill that she's just not getting. And, you know, like I said, she's grown, though. Whatever she do, she do.
No doubt. So let me ask you while we have you on here as well. Now, you heard what I said a little bit earlier about when people date multiples. Would you agree that everybody does have their favorite, like, you know, like you want this one right here, like hurry up and get your shit together or hurry up and come to your senses because, you know, these other guys are doing things that I want you to do. Like, you know, these are the ones that seem to be a little bit more consistent, but I really, you're really my favorite, though. Does that happen? Is that realistic?
It happens, but it's usually not the person you're actually dating. It's usually someone you're actually just waiting on to come around. So you're just kind of dating to pretty much, you know, occupy your time. Not saying someone you're dating cannot come in there. It's just a little harder for them because your mind is kind of somewhere else. But, you know, it can happen.
Gigi, yeah. I actually did that with my wife. Like, I literally waited. You know, I dated some people, but I was, like, waiting for her situation to be over with. You know what I mean?
Oh, when it was over,
she had a situation. And when it was over, I went and got what I wanted. You know what I mean? So I actually did that.
So Tone, were you that shoulder to lean on? Like, was your – how did that work? Are y'all just
– Yeah. What was your you two's dynamic while this was going on?
You
that's
said
what
we
know, damn it. What
yeah,
was
that's
the
what
dynamic?
We want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, she was asking, are you the shoulder to lean on? Is you like who was you during this whole process that she was going through? What was your position?
She was actually in a relationship. She was in a relationship. So I just
yeah, we talking about who you though. Who are you?
Oh me. Oh
who
no,
are you
just,
to her? Who are you to her?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm not buying
you
that.
Was the
you was the same guy. Yeah, okay.
No, I wasn't nothing. Like, she really was in, you know, in a relationship, like, for real. So I just had to wait it out.
So she didn't ever get mad and come over to your spot for drinks?
Oh.
No, I was actually in Atlanta. She was in Maryland, so we was far apart. So I was just having fun, and then a situation came where it was open, so I took advantage.
Well, I can't even lie. That's how my situation came about that I'm in now, so I completely get it. But, you know, things happen for a reason, I guess.
Yeah, again, like I said, we had history. Yeah. We dated before that, so it wasn't like I didn't know her. You know what I mean? So we dated before and it didn't work out, and then we got back together. Kind of a little different.
Okay. Hey, well, listen, we appreciate you jumping in. And you made a really good point about obviously allowing somebody to live their life and date how they want to date. You know, there's people doing trifling stuff out here, right? Like really, really grimy, trifling things out there. But to finger point, especially somebody who's younger and getting to know and becoming, you know, who they are or who they're going to be or discovering that part. Like, man, like I think if more people actually dated, didn't jump into situations, didn't, you know, fuck around and had a kid 3 months in and or got married because, you know, circumstances and actually had a chance to explore, had a chance to get to know themselves and get to know the variety of folks. Because, you know, that really, especially for a woman, that helps a woman to kind of know and navigate different kinds of individuals. To where now you see a few things, you're like, okay, nah, that ain't what it is, or okay, these are some of the characteristics that will help me want to move forward. So yeah, you made some great points. So we appreciate you.
And then too, absolutely. Like a lot of people are just bitter. Like who didn't have Michael B. Jordan as their man crush Monday at some point? So you're just hating. Live your own life.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, I would say that overall, that is what's real. Like, they want to date the men that she is dating. Let's just be clear. Even Future, throw Future in there too.
Wait, we're not putting Future too, in there. Man. No.
Well, you're one, right? You're one, and maybe let's just say there's 1,000. Let's say there's 1,000 that don't, but there's others. There's plenty of others. There's plenty of others.
Ain't nobody rocking with him. You hug him, you're 6 months pregnant. Like, no.
Hey, folks is up to the challenge, man. Folks is definitely up to the challenge. Hey, you was a good sport.
Thank you so much, and y'all have a good night.
All right, you too.
We got another call. Let's get one more, GG. One more, GG.
All right.
6499.
Welcome to the show.
This is India. How are you?
How you doing?
India, what's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Everything
I just want to say, that's great. I want to say that in terms of everyone's opinion, you know, I guess everyone has an opinion about this young lady, Lori. She's young.
Yeah.
She's like, what, 24, 25? I have a 23-year-old daughter.
Like,
do you? You know, she don't owe nobody no explanation. And there's no reason why she should be with just one person. When you look at a man who's 23, 24, 25, you're not telling him the same thing. You know what I mean? He needs to be out there.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about marriage. Let her date whoever she wants to date. She's with this person this week, that person the other week, whatever. And I think that's how, to be honest, unless you are dating for the purpose of marriage, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
You know? Do you, whatever that means. You want to date somebody this week and date somebody different next week, so what? Who do you owe that explanation to?
Fair enough.
You know?
That's just exactly what it is, yeah.
I just want to say, I'm sorry, can I shout this out? I got one of your hats, and it's gorgeous.
Thank you so much for your support. Yes, thank you so much. I can't wait. I can't wait till you post it. You know, definitely tag my page, my social media, and I definitely will shout you out. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're welcome. You guys have a great night.
You too.
You too. Yeah, so let me run this by you guys here real quick, because I think it's really important. First of all, shout out to all the callers, right? I'm going to have to reinforce. I'm going to have to reinforce the 60-second rule again. You know what I mean? But hey, everybody got off what they wanted to get off, and everything was definitely, you know, on point. So we appreciate you being able to, you know, share those things. And again, this is Necessary Convo every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, formerly known as the Freaky Friday Show. Like, we know that you guys like to talk about the freaky stuff and all that, but the Necessary Convo kind of goes beneath the surface, you know, because even sometimes sex is a cover up of other issues. Don't let me go there tonight, man. We ran out of time. don't let GG go there. I want to, but I'm not going to go there. But what I do want to talk about, you know, when it comes to dating and different dating styles and things like that, you know, I think it's really important, first and foremost, that people understand and get a better understanding of who they are as an individual. Because when you start dating people, sometimes you look at them or for them to help define who you are. Like, one of the things that I always found interesting is when people would say that another person completes them. I don't want that pressure. You understand me? I don't want to be the person that completes you. I want you to feel whole before you and I get together. Now, I understand that may be a process for folks. Folks are still healing. Folks are still recovering. They still finding their purpose. They're still working their mission and discovering gifts and things like that. But I would not, And if I'm gonna go ahead and say it, I pray that nobody ever feels like it takes another individual to make them complete or to make them whole or to put all of their happiness into that individual. Now, that may be harsh, but if you think about it, it's cool to be independent. Like, you know, when I date, one thing that I like to look at is she independent? Now, I'm not talking about she got her own house, she got her own car. You know, she cooks, she cleans, she don't smell like onion rings. I'm talking about beyond that. I'm talking about independent, meaning does she understand what her mission and her purpose is? Even if she's not operating in it fully, is she going in that direction? Because what will happen is if she starts dating me and she sees that I'm on my mission, she sees that I'm working my purpose, then she may think that her purpose is my purpose or to help create or recreate my purpose. And that's not what it is. That's not what it is. And so I know that may come off a little crass for some folks, but to me that is so important that a woman she's independent, meaning she's doing her own thing, right? She's going her own direction. She has her own goals. Like, she literally has her own goals. We can create goals together, but damn it, if you ain't got no goals, your goals ain't going to be my goals, because as I get through milestones or I get through challenges, I don't need you thinking, well, maybe you should be doing this differently. Well, hold up. Hold up a minute. You know what I'm saying? And so and I've learned that through the past, and I've learned that through, you know, relationships and dating, to where sometimes people lose their identity. And I'm not, you know, and I just find that very important to always keep your identity. And I even feel like as a partner, as a companion, significant other, you know, that it's my job to help you stay focused in keeping your identity. And so, you know, I think that that's something that's important in relationships, and I think it's even more important in dating when you're looking at the type of individual that you're dating, you know, where they're going, what their mindset is, what are their habits, you know. You know, so sometimes all that stuff is bypassed because, you know, we're looking at the surface. They fine as a motherfucker, right? Or they look like they have it all together. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody looks like they have it all together until you get to know them. Come on, man. Don't make me do it, y'all. I don't even want to do this tonight. Everybody looks good and looks like they have it together until you get to know them. I don't care how fine he is. I don't care how beautiful she is. I don't care what she's driving. I don't care how many houses she has, rental properties, boats, and all that. When you get to know that person, you're going to find out that they have issues too, because everybody has issues. So you can't get caught up. You can't get caught up on the surface of things. And so that's why, for me, I feel like it takes a little bit more time to get to know someone, go through some seasons, see what it's like for when they have conflict, when your ass have conflict, how do they respond to you, and just see what you really, really dealing with. Because all the other stuff, you know, when money's good, money's good. When things are challenging, that's challenging. But when it comes to real life stuff, you know, when it comes down to it, man, you got to see where a person's at. And how resilient they are when it comes to resolving conflict. But I ain't going to preach no more.
I just think
tonight, man, was a really – go ahead.
I just think that you truly won't know or understand a person until you live with them. You know, that's been my mindset forever, because, you know, if you over here and I'm over here, it's certain things you can hide, right? It's certain things that I can hide.
Yeah.
But if we in the same house together every day, all day, sooner or later, our real selves are going to come out. Certain things that I was hiding from, you're going to see. So if I'm bad with money, you're going to see it. If I'm not clean for, you know, the house tour, whatever, you're going to see it. If she can't cook, you're going to find out. It's just a lot of stuff
right.
that when you live with each other, you find out the true truth. Yeah, for real, man.
I would start calling you, hey, man, Shaq and Kobe, man. Hey, Shaq, because you, hey, man, you be on the Shaq and Shaq. but to your point, though, and let me be very honest and clear, because, Tony, you talk about that often, and really that's true. The people that may disagree with you are people that probably have experienced it. So they're like, okay, no, because I've already done it, and it was a bad experience. Well, that's the whole point. Like, if you did not do that, imagine if you was committed to that situation, right, and now you're dealing with it, and you had no clue beforehand, and you blindsided, right? And I will confess, I know for me, man, I got some habits that I've changed, but it doesn't matter because I live alone, right? But I know that there were some habits that I had that I got complaints, like draws. I'm notorious for the draws in the bathroom, okay? You'll see my draws, my joggers in the bathroom in the middle of the floor. I understand. And that was one of the reasons why when I got my own place, I'm like, well, shit, ain't nobody going to tell me to pick them up. And then 2 days later, I'd be like, man, damn, let me pick this shit up because it's going to be me to pick it up and wash it anyway, right? But it's important to know what you're dealing with, because if you are going over there occasionally, they're coming over occasionally, they're going to put on their best. They're going to put on their best show for you. Like, the place is spotless, right? No dishes in the sink. The ketchup, mustard, all the barbecue sauce, all that lined up. You know what I'm saying? No veggies mixing with the fruit in the crisper. Like, everything is going to be in place. But catch them on their off day, right? You go up in there and you like, damn. So you start finding out a little bit more. And so maybe some things are non-negotiable. You know, some things may be deal breakers, but, you know, you learn as you go. So I can't really be mad, man, with the shacking. I'm not shacking. I ain't Shaq. I ain't Kobe. I ain't Nick Van Exel. I ain't none of them guys on the Lakers, man. But I do get that. And I've had enough experience to where I know that you really got to get to know a person and kind of see who they are to the core before you make that serious commitment, so you don't get blindsided.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I agree.
All right. All right, so let me go ahead and get this, because I actually got a few messages myself. One person wanted to say, I guess they were talking about Lori. They were saying, while people thinking her mom is having the proper conversation about dating, just as a responsible parent as yourself. So basically what they were saying is the girl got her own mama. Ain't none of y'all her mama, right? So she has family. She got Steve Harvey, Mr. 90 Day Rule, right? Think like a man, walk like a woman, right? I just say walk like a woman because I think that's better. But she has guidance. This sister is not somebody who doesn't have any parents, who's just out there, lawless. She has that, right? So clearly, if she wanted some direction, if she wanted some feedback, she got a damn stepdaddy and she got a mom, and I'm pretty sure she got a tribe in a village, right? She got a village behind her. So like a lot of the callers said, you know, mind your damn business. But I think it was an excuse for some ladies to talk about multiple dating. And their multiple dating is a little bit different than probably what she's doing. All right, because, you know, they hitting Tyrone. They hitting Lil Durk, Lil Kiki, Malik. You know, you got to bring Malik in there. Man. And the way that they rocking is a little bit different than how she's rocking. You know what I mean?
But here, like, again, that's what I was saying in the beginning. You know, if that's their business. So, I mean, you know, we hold these celebrities to these high standards, but then we trash the regular people when It should, you know, every woman should be treated the same. If it's praise for her, then it should be praise for the rest of the ladies. You know what I mean? Because they're free to do what they want to do if they're single, whether they young or older. You get what I'm saying? That's what I was saying. I just think that it's like everybody praising her, but then you'll see a regular girl in the neighborhood and, you know, bash her. You know what I mean? Like, oh, she this, she that, she a whore. Like, no, it can't be like that. If it's good for her, then it's good for her. They both single. They both free to do what they want to do. If that's what makes them happy, then they're not hurting anybody. It is what it is.
Yeah. People are always going to talk smack anyway, man. That just goes with the territory. We realize that.
Fact.
We realize that. Well, listen, guys, we appreciate you guys. We rocked out a little bit past, you know, 10 p.m., but we want to thank all the callers. And you know what? That voice at the end, I believe that was Candy. She didn't announce herself as Candy Tone, but that sounded like Candy's voice, man. So I don't know if Candy, because I think that was Candy too. Because remember, Candy had, she got a new dude, right? So we're putting a business out there. So I think now that Candy has a new dude, she probably not trying to put her stage name out there, because then he's going to be like, oh, you Candy on the show, huh? You ain't never tell me Candy. You was Candy. What's that? You know, so I get it. Candy, wink, wink, we good. Don't even worry about it.
You know
we
what?
Good, fam.
You know what, DJ? She do. Every time she get on, she always say, hey, guys, it's Candy. She didn't say that tonight.
That's because dude right there. Dude is right there, and he's like, wait a minute. Who's Candy? I ain't never meet Candy. What the fuck going on? So, hey, so we get it. We get it. We ain't even putting your business out there. But we definitely appreciate the support, all the callers, all the listeners, man. Shout out. So give us some feedback on Necessary Convo. We really want to grow our social media presence. We got a few more surprises coming up before spring gets here. So stay tuned. You really want to be a part of this movement now, because there's a lot of projects here that all it's taking is signatures to make happen. So definitely want to salute GEI Radio, GGF the Dark, ENT, and all that. Tone, go ahead and give them all the social media handles, how they can stay connected.
Definitely. You can follow GEI Radio at GEI Radio on all social media platforms. Like Gigi said in the beginning, we changed the name, so the Instagram page is no longer Freaky Friday Show. It's Necessary_Convo. So that's at Necessary_Convo on IG. You can find me on IG, Instagram. I mean, IG, Instagram. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, GEI Tone. GEI Tone. Again, like Gigi said, if you have any suggestions or topics and stuff like that, just hit us in the inbox, you know, or shoot us an email, and we'll talk about it. Gigi, where can they find you at?
Hey, man, you can catch me on the block of 103 and 64th. I don't even know what those will put you at, man. I don't know where those calculations will put y'all, but yeah, you can definitely find me on IG, guys. Listen, we want to build our IG presence. You can find me at GG After Dark, of course, on IG. You can also find my other page, which is I Am Rob Malloy. Both of those pages, man, will keep you abreast of what I have going on with my project. Shout out to Miss India, man. She did purchase one of the accessories, man. So you can find all that either place you go, GG After Dark or I Am Rob Malloy. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can definitely find me at I Am Rob Malloy. Twitter, I Am Rob Malloy. You got to try to get everything to match up so you're easily visible. Also, the websites, man. I got websites, man. GGAfterDark.com, RobMalloy.com, man. And just stay connected. I follow, man. The show, we follow. So as soon as you hit us, We're going to turn around and just hit you back, and we're going to continue to support. And some of y'all, I'll be looking at your pictures. I ain't even going to lie. So if you see that love button, it ain't Tone. It's me. The pictures y'all showing out, trust me, that's me. Don't even worry about it, okay? So don't go back talking about Tone like my picture when I was in my 2-piece. Nah, that's me, okay? So don't worry about all that. But straight up, man, hey, Tone, man, appreciate you, man. Tonight was pretty magnificent. I'm getting buzzed right now in my DM. In my inbox, and everybody is saying that it's a great discussion. It's a great show. It's very necessary conversation. We appreciate it. Some folks still trying to talk about the old shit that we talked about at 9:15. But, you know, for the most part, man, we got a whole lot of love. So look, yeah, guys, man, this is what keeps us going.
I definitely want to give another shout out to the callers, because they definitely set the tone. Every caller brung it. Like, definitely. Yep. It was dope. Double dope show, man. So we starting off Necessary Convo. Great. Again, GG, you already know what it is, man.
Salute.
Everybody, enjoy the rest of your weekend. We see y'all next Friday, 9 p.m. Peace.
All right. Blessings. We out.